This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous out right now. Just the sunny, crisp day that you're looking for at the very beginning of December. It's December 1st, everybody. It's almost here. The Christmas season is upon us. We're past Thanksgiving and even past Black Friday, Cyber Monday, into Giving Tuesday.
It's all good, and it's going to go fast, so try to enjoy it, because it does. You just blink, and you go, oh, my God, it's already the new year.
Yeah, I'm actually fine with things going really fast until we're all vaccinated. June 1st, you promised me. I am counting on that.
That's what they said on the news last night. They expect enough of it to be out there that everyone could be vaccinated by June of next year.
All right, I'm putting it in my calendar right now. Pandemic over. There we go.
Okay.
I put it in my calendar for June 1st.
Good. I'm glad.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you put that number in, and then you send us a text, and you can either be part of the show or just make a nice compliment to some people who could use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan and Nicole don't get enough compliments.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Bryn, someone wrote, wait, what did Bryn just yell before the break?
Roberta Flack. That's who did the original version of Killing Me Softly with His Song.
Had to squeeze
Changing
it in.
My whole life.
With his words.
I like it. From now on, Roberta Flack for everything. You think, you name it. The LSD bus is new, right? Mm-hmm. That wasn't the old one.
I got it for my birthday.
And so you got rid of the quilted thing you made.
Still there.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. You can switch them out.
I could switch it out anytime. Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Well, I like your LSD bus best.
I like the LSD bus too. It's nice. It's actually 3D fabric.
Mm-hmm. I always knew you 3D. Were a tripper and that you were just lying about it. So now I see this and I go,
true.
All right, I get it.
You know what? Well, you have all kinds of misconceptions about me, Vinny. We all know that.
Well, I'm sorry if V told me everything yesterday, but now I know it all.
Mm-hmm. I know she'd never betray me that way. We're very close. Mm. Our new midday chick and I are extremely close. We've spent a lot of time together.
Her and I are close now, too.
Huh. Turns out you're not. But that's how girls make you feel, Vinny. You're like, oh, we're close. And then they come to me and go, you wouldn't believe what this guy just said.
Oh, no, you're froze.
No, you're frozen.
No.
No, you are.
No, I'm telling you I'm not. You're frozen.
Who's frozen, you guys? Are we both frozen?
I'm not part of this.
Bryn, you're frozen.
Oh, only you're frozen in mine. Oh,
all right.
Oh, now you're back.
Now we're back. I mean, we're back.
All right. Anyway, here's our text number. It's 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Life will not be back to normal for compromised people unless everyone gets the vaccine, unless they're gamblers. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to. The rules will be in place so that people who don't want it will either get it so they can do stuff, or not get it because they have decided they don't want to turn into a zombie.
Sure. You know, nobody wants to be a zombie.
Right.
But also, you can't get on that flight. So
try saying toy boat three times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. It is hard. That's a hard one. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. She sells seashells down by the seashore.
707 says, the planetarium at De Anza College in Cupertino had the laserium thing, too. Yeah, I think every big city in America had a version of it.
They it must have been like a touring company that took that around and just stopped at everybody's... everybody's planetarium, because as soon as you said Lazarium, I was like, oh, that is totally what it was called.
Yep. Yep. And I guess it must not be around anymore.
They should bring it back. I would go. Well, I after the pandemic, I might. God, go see the wall again with the I don't even remember it.
803 says, Vinny, the only time I disconnect from my device is when Alice plays Blinded by the Light.
Ooh, I'm blinded by the light. I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
That's not nice. That's a nice song. Mm. Jane worked hard on it.
You hear a lot, though. Like, you know, people do. It's look, you can't control it. Sometimes people get really sick of something. You can't. It's all right. Come on back afterwards. Oh. 3 minutes.
408. Of course she doesn't want to take the ring off. You know how hard it was? How hard she had to work to get that thing from you?
No kidding, right?
Took her years to get it. LOL.
You're not taking that thing off. Man. You're going to cut that off her cold, dead hand.
Get out of here.
Come on, Adele.
Curfew is 10. The restaurant I work at closed at 10, which seemed like we were being non-compliant. My job doesn't even care. What?
I don't know.
I've had it with this bleeping curfew. And going back to purple. Okay, fine. But since they canceled my ability to work again, then bleeping figure out how to compensate those of us who are in financial ruin.
Yeah. It's been really tough for some people. They've lost everything. Businesses are failing left and right. It's, you know, just even if you just couldn't go to work because you had, someone has to watch your kids. People have had to leave jobs because I can't do it. I got kids.
You know, I had this, I didn't, it wasn't a full story, but it was about how one of the pieces of the story was how men seem to have fared better during the pandemic because all of the extra schooling is falling on mom. Mm. And I can't help but say that's kind of how that's gone. Yeah. It sucks.
Yep.
Yep. I definitely see how much more. Everybody's had to do more.
Yes,
myself included. But
right.
But there's no doubt that my wife is
the bulk of it
maxed.
Falls on mom. Plus, she's already special cooking for your kid. And,
yeah, it's a lot.
There's just a lot on her.
Mm-hmm.
You should give her a little foot rub today.
Commercials. Wait, what?
I don't know. What does she like rubbed? You should rub that and not ask for anything as a follow up.
I'll do it.
I'm touching her. She's letting me touch her. This is surely leading somewhere.
No, it isn't.
Commercials way louder than your program. So annoying. I have to run over and turn the volume down, then back up when your program starts again.
Is that on radio.com?
Something's broken.
Yeah, user error for sure.
Yeah, because radio.com is so perfect that it's hard to believe that that could be radio.com.
That
and
never
not user
would
error,
ever
right?
be a problem. Too many billions were spent on that. That app.
Yep.
415. It's why I hate Christmas. Parents were always fighting over who got us. 35 years later, and I'm still a Grinch.
Mm.
Yeah, that is rough. But you know what? Better they fought over you and wanted you than someone said, bleep it. I don't care. I'm going to go chase skirts. Have a good one.
Maybe they were fighting over that. Like, I don't want them. I had them last year.
Oh, my God. No.
Maybe that's why the person's such a Grinch.
Don't think like that. Jeez.
Well, you know, someone's got to watch those kids.
Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
My wife is a longtime listener. We were watching Away last night. Watching Away?
Oh,
is that
the
a show
Away? Yeah.
Wife says, what if Commander Green gets pregnant? I've seen enough sci-fi and believe baby wouldn't be able to go to Earth after growing up on Mars. We agreed you'd be a good person to ask. What say you?
It's difficult. I don't know what the gravity difference is between Earth and Mars. Oh, I think you're a lot lighter there.
You're not really taking this serious. What?
Sure I am. Well, your bones would develop very differently. Oh, and they say it actually can really affect your eyesight, too.
Oh, boy.
But that's mostly weightlessness. So if the kid's got some gravity, it would be incredibly difficult for that child to go to something with double the gravity. Their body would just develop so much differently. I have spoken.
A person who weighs 100 kilograms on Earth would weigh 38 kilograms on Mars.
Oh.
It's
38% of Earth's gravity. So, you'd be so much, you'd probably get a lot taller, right? And you'd be, your bones would be much, wouldn't have to be so dense to hold up all the bulk of you. You know, you'd really grow very differently on Mars.
It's 118 in China.
Thank you.
But what does Roberta Flack have to say about it? That's my question.
Killing me softly with Mars gravity. Killing me softly.
The Weeknd wanted to bring awareness to drunk driving. That's the reason for the bandages. You know, maybe you need to tell people.
Yeah.
Or at least tell the old people. Weeknd. Maybe the kids know. Right. But
where was the story?
I don't know that.
Maybe Nicole gave it to me and I just went, another story about the Weeknd. Who cares?
I think the story was on, it was like in his video, right? His Bunny Lights video. Where
I guess I should have watched that.
He gets
into
a car wreck and I didn't really watch it as a story though. So maybe it tells a story.
Yeah, it's based in Las Vegas, like when he's at a nightclub and stuff like that.
And he gets wasted and drives?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Jeez.
That's not right.
It's a PSA.
510 says, currently freaking out. If the Spice Girls reunite, I am so there. Spice Girls forever.
Oh my God, that's some 40-year-old dude in Campbell. They'll like this one. They'll definitely get red if I write this
one. He's run out to the flagpole and he's pulling his Spice Girls flag up the pole right now.
All five of them.
My lover. Jesus.
Have you ever watched their movie?
Yes.
No.
That's how I got into it, because that came out in like 97. So I watched that.
How old were you then? Two?
Three? There's a lot of things I shouldn't have watched when I was younger.
You the oldest?
No, I'm the middle child. Oh, I'm the forgotten one.
That's right, yes. We haven't forgotten you.
Thank you.
You're our star.
Hey, Vin, the reboot seasons of Electric Company. Isla's ready for it. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is in it. You will like it. Okay.
Oh. I didn't know they were still doing new episodes of Electric Company.
Yeah,
Electric
I don't know.
Company.
There's so much stuff. Your TV's just full of stuff. It's hard to get through it all. Blippi has toys in Target. Another person's writing, Walmart has a line of Blippi toys now, too. Oh, boy. 510, where's a good place to get a couple guitars appraised to sell? Go to our guy, Alan at Bananas. He's good.
Yeah. He might even consign them for you.
I listened to yesterday's show on a podcast later and was so excited to hear that Vinny finally watched the best movie, Love Actually. I'm so glad to know it's his favorite movie now, too. Yay, Vin.
Oh, yay, Vinny.
Is that what I said?
Movie. Well,
I didn't
obviously,
say that.
I mean, even though you're not admitting it, it's obviously true. You've seen it now, so you know how amazing it is. Wait till
it was fine.
It like five
definitely
times,
was
too.
Oversold, but I have to admit.
It's because you only watched it once. It's on like the 10th time you watched it. You really,
that's
like,
not going to happen.
Oh,
it worked
God,
out the way
so
I needed
great.
It to, though. So I was happy that it happened.
Except for one. Actually, except for two stories. Don't work out. The girl with her brother, and the she has to give up. This just shows you there's all different kinds of love, and she loves her brother. He needs her.
Oh, and, right, that guy. Yeah, yeah.
And her boss, who is now with the other lady, and
oh yeah, and that one. Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah.
But everything else works out though.
And you know what's the weird thing is, maybe I misunderstood it. But I don't even think the boss boned that chick, did he?
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yes. They just don't show it. He bought her a gold necklace with a ruby in it. Like, she says, give me something I want. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But don't you need to see that to know that that happened?
It happened. Did you see the way she was sitting with her on the desk and she parts her legs like this?
Oh.
Yeah, but Love Actually.
Graphic.
Yeah, I don't think that he was
he did. They went to lunch later that day, and they got down.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
I think you're reading too far into it.
I think I'm pretty much going to say that if she didn't do him, he got broken up with for no reason.
That's my point. I think he got broken up with for no reason.
No, you say, I haven't done anything with her. And he didn't say that because he's totally doing, they're having an affair. Oh. It was happening.
Huh. Vinny, I'm with you. It defeats the purpose if you have a roof and walls. I understand they're trying to stay in business, so I feel for them. But if you totally enclose the area, then you're no longer outdoors. Right. Yeah, this is another one that says the tents are being built and they have to have three sides open. Some are putting the sides halfway up, others halfway. All right, so I guess they're playing with those walls throughout the day to block maybe the wind.
Right, whichever way the wind's coming in, they put it down on that side.
Talk like that, your early bedtime, is the reason why I spent most of my childhood thinking Sarah and Vinny were husband and wife. I'm 29.
Oh, that's weird. Huh.
Well, you lead people on, Sarah, with all those things you say.
It really
leaves us all feeling a little weird about
the
relationship.
Tell the truth for once, Sarah.
God.
All right, it's me.
God.
I forgot. Oops.
Let's see here. I miss live music the most. Yeah, that's right now. That is a bummer, especially with Winterland about to pass and we're not going to get together. And we got a new employee, and I haven't seen Jane all year.
I know. It's crazy.
Jane hardly even posts anymore. All you get is her foot. She posts her foot. That's
or
what
branches,
you get from Jane
or like bare branches against a gray sky.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Jane.
Where's Jane's face halfway filtered right off?
Yeah.
Where's that post?
Where's Jane's noseless face?
Yeah. All eyes and a lit and red lips.
Yeah.
Where's
and
that?
No nose. James Bond. I guess just through her mouth. Maybe she has
I guess
we don't know.
Those must be weird posts to make when, you know, there's your husband and kid looking at you going, what are you doing, Mom?
It's so, you know, that's the thing. I think even Jane has taken it down. It's like she used to put, because she would put a full package together every single day to
every
come
day.
To work. Every
Without
day.
Fail. No question.
Never a day where it was like, F it, I wore sweatpants today.
Right.
Never. And so now that she doesn't have to leave the house, I'm sure it's a little bit more of an effort.
Oh my God, Vinny's fast voice. LMAO.
His fast
voice. Is that the robot voice?
Fast voice? I don't understand what that means.
Maybe it's the Comcast commercial.
The Comcast thing at the end.
Oh, the Comcast commercial.
Oh, when I have to read the tag and I have to be commercial guy.
I don't think I've had to read that tag yet. I keep like trying to time it so that you have to do it because it's got that like Rubik's Cube survey of.
I don't know. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Like, what is that?
It's fine.
Vinny's got that. Vinny can do that.
I don't do it for free, so it's just fine. Whatever you say, man.
I'll read what you've written. Thank you.
Doesn't Vinny have a song called Jesus is a Gemini? Doesn't say much for his love life. Have a great day. The point in that song was not that Jesus was a Gemini so much as it's Jesus' birthday isn't December 25th
right.
officially. Yeah. It's been changed to fit into, it doesn't matter. You know what? I take all that back. Jesus is actually, what is it now?
Sagittarius?
Jesus is a Sagittarius is what I meant to say.
I'm not sure if that's right. It might be Capricorn. I'm not sure.
Whatever. Jesus is a Capricorn then. It's fine.
What's a Sagittarius? Like, what is that? Like, you know, Gemini's are the twins. Like, I think Capricorn's a ram or something, right?
No, Aries is the ram because that's what I am.
Okay. So maybe it's a goat? Capricorn?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a tube full of food? I don't know.
A bunch of people wrote in to say that ASAP Rocky was the guy who was arrested in another country for hitting that dude and couldn't get out.
Oh. Yeah. That's right. I keep thinking that's 21 Savage, but it isn't, is it?
ASAP Rocky was locked in the Swedish jail. That's why you
Damn
know
it.
Him.
That's exactly why.
And Shaggy P, a.k.a. Nick Young, was the one that was with Iggy Azalea and then got caught because another player took video of him talking That's about right. all his side
Conquest,
pieces.
Right.
And then played it, or posted it, I should say.
Yeah.
And that was the end of their thing. It's officially Christmas season. I have set my phone's ringtone to Vinny's rendition of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, great. My mom says that a Sagittarius is part horse, part man, and archer.
Oh.
She's okay. a Sagittarius, so I guess she would know.
Oh.
Can you guys look up what a Capricorn is? Look up what all of them are. I want to know what they all are. I'm being told that we're over.
I'm a Sagittarius and named Karen and single. I guess there's no hope.
Oh,
come on, Karen. There's plenty of hope.
Poor Karen. No, you got to change your name. Sorry.
I'm a Gemini. What could possibly be wrong with dating a duo personality, passionate, strong-willed female?
It's like I'm dating twins and one of you is evil. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, Vinny, get up, leave the room, ignore them, and put them in their rooms. And yes, they may scream for 20 to 30 minutes, but that's how they learn. It's paramount. Yeah, my kid telling me no is really bumming me out. Yeah. I'm going to have to do something.
Well, there has to be a repercussion for that, whether it's you take away your attention or you stand them in a corner or whatever. I don't know. Obviously, you don't hurt them.
No, so I didn't. I made her pick the damn thing up, and that was sort of like, boy, this really isn't going like I'd expected to. She's never been hit. She doesn't have any fear in her. So she's like, no. Like, what the hell? You don't get to say that. Anyway, you were saying, go on, right?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Plenty of time?
No. That's
not what she was saying. We got to go, everyone.
She's like making the whirly bird.
I know. It's time to go. All right.
Okay, we'll be back right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at night
for you.
Oh, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You were saying?
I was saying you must be thrilled to know that V and I have hit it off, like you and V have hit it off, and now she's part of the family. It's great, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Right.
I mean, I would say she probably likes me best since she spilled all the beans on you yesterday, but.
Well, I've got texts from her and Jane this morning. What about you?
No. Can't say that I have. That's too bad. That really hurts.
The little girl club. You know.
Wait a minute.
Oh, hold on. Jane just sent me oh my God. She just sent me a picture. She doesn't show her head in these pictures, Jane, but she shows that she's dressed head to toe in black. She is fully dressed for work and boots.
You're getting Jane pictures. Super.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Great.
Girls club.
All right.
So
I got a girls club at work and I got a girls club at home and somehow I'm out. All right.
You're in. You're in the girls club.
What are you talking
about?
You told me you guys
are
all exchanging texts while I'm sitting here.
Your wife allows you to be. She wears your ring, for God's sake.
Jesus. Anyway.
Actually, Brent's in a girls club, too. He's got a little girl on him right now.
I know.
Hey, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Say hi. Nope.
Oh, she doesn't have headphones on.
She can't hear it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it weird that like all the boys on the show have girls and I'm in like a boys club here.
Yep.
So I need a girls club because otherwise I'm just, you know, you must have a group of guys though that you hang out with. So that's your boys club, you know?
Anyway, I hope you guys stay tuned to Alice and enjoy the V show. She's excellent. She's charming. She's smart. She's funny.
V Hale and then Jane. It's Jane. We have it all for you here at the Alice. 24/7, leave us on. Even if you're streaming us and you walk away, just, you know, turn it down. Never turn
it
off.
What does Bryn say? Lock it down and rip the knob off.
Yeah.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
That's
it. There it is.
We'll stay on Alice all day. I hope you have a great one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.